News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Gavin McLaughlin, you've got an update this morning from Providence Resources.
Yes, and would you believe, Ciarán, that there's a bit of good news. This company has had some amount of twists and turns over the last few years. They're an oil and gas explorer. They have a prospect off the coast of Cork called Barry Row. And there's definitely oil there. The question over the last few years has just been whether they can get it out of the ground in a way that will make money. Now, for a small company like Providence, usually what they do is they bring in a partner to help them. And this has been a long-running saga. For example, they brought in a Chinese consortium a couple of years back, but then they ended up not getting the money that they were due off that crowd. So it was a bit of a disaster. Then you have the oil exploration ban announced here. It doesn't stop them going after current prospects, but it will stop future prospects. But maybe they'll have a bit of luck with the current prospect, because they've announced this morning heads of terms of an agreement with a Norwegian business who is hopefully going to come in and help with this Barry Row project. Now, there's no deal formally agreed yet, but hopefully they manage to do it. Obviously, we need to reduce carbon, but we do still need oil at the moment, and we may as well have our own supply of it if we can, would be my view. And maybe now Providence Resources might finally manage to do that. It's obviously a long way to go, but a little step in the right direction this morning.
You've got a warning for startups as well today.
Well, we've a pretty vibrant startup scene here, but obviously this crisis is posing problems for them as well as the wider business community. A lot of these startups are not making money, they're burning through cash, and they're reliant in many cases on investors, early stage investors, to keep them afloat, venture capital firms and things like that. On Breakfast Business earlier, I spoke to Parsa Ghaffari from Scale Ireland, which is a group representing early stage entrepreneurs, and he said a lot of investors appear now to be pulling funding deals.
So the fundraising climate has certainly changed very rapidly in the past couple of weeks, just based on our own observations and as well as talking to other founders. So we've become aware of many investment offers getting pulled, for instance, systematically across Europe. So we'll have to see how this will pan out in the next 6 to 8 weeks as capital markets broadly adjust to the initial shock. But the early signs are certainly there that many venture capitalists have basically pulled term sheets.
Parsa Ghaffari there from Scale Ireland speaking to me a little bit earlier. So the fear, Ciarán, I suppose, is that you end up losing a generation of these companies, and hopefully that doesn't happen, because, you know, while a lot of them might be at the stage where they're not making money or whatever, this is the next generation of Ryanairs and Kerry Groups and all the rest of it, and you know, we want to try and keep them afloat if we can.
You've got an update as well from the property sector?
Yeah, Ulster Bank has their latest Purchasing Managers Index out this morning for construction, and it's the index shows a dramatic fall in activity, the worst since 2009. The way this thing works is that a reading above 50 indicates expansion. If you get below 50, that indicates contraction. Well, this edition, which covers March, came in at 28.9, and in February the reading was 50.6. So clearly you can see a very big swing there. Also out this morning is the Society of Chartered Surveyors. Their Vice President and Micheál Mahon is saying it could take 2 years for some construction projects to get back up and running now that they've been shut down for the most part. And he's kind of urging politicians to take heed of the lessons of the last crash. He says even though sites might be closed, you need to continue with planning, you need to continue with financing activity, just to make sure things can come back quickly once these restrictions on movement and work, etc., are lifted.
Gavin, finally, before you go, some big names expected to file for administration this week.
Yeah, an interesting story in the London Times this morning. They're talking about Debenhams, which has been in difficulty for a long time, even aside from COVID-19. Also, the vintage retailer Cath Kidston. Both of these companies expected to file for insolvency this week. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean they'll disappear. They're both hoping to keep the doors open. The way it works in the UK is that the administrators are obliged to try and keep the company going if they can. And indeed, Debenhams looks to be going for what's called a pre-pack administration, which we don't have in Ireland. But basically what they can do is come up with their restructuring plan, probably a lot of store closures, I'd imagine, and then they can file for administration in order to get the plan implemented. Elsewhere then, we're hearing that Arcadia, Philip Green's group, which owns Topshop and Dorothy Perkins, among other brands, it's expected to walk away from a large number of leases this week. So we're seeing you know, the effects, you know, really come to the fore now in retail.
All right, Gavin, listen, thanks a million for all of that. We'll talk to you again in an hour's time.